WTAW news time is 5 minutes after 7. It's 77 degrees. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by GroundShuttle.com, offering frequent and reliable luxury shuttles between BCS and both Houston airports, with service to and from the Austin airport coming September 20th. Commute in comfort with GroundShuttle.com. Let them do the driving. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. There was a record number of volunteers and a record response to this year's Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce survey of business owners and employees. The results, presented by Chamber President Glenn Brewer to Brazos County Commissioners, were almost entirely positive. A continuing concern is the lack of qualified applicants for construction jobs.
In 2016, under construction, only 25% of the people surveyed in construction thought that they were getting quality applicants, and it's 26% this year.
This comes with the projection of more construction jobs coming to the Twin Cities.
60% thinks that there's going to be an increase in construction employees compared to 42% last year. So we know there's a lot of construction going on.
This year's results were based on 53 responses from those in construction. Overall, almost 200 volunteers visited nearly 1,200 businesses, collecting responses from 1,000 owners and employees. The president of Texas A&M told the Board of Regents yesterday among the biggest challenges to continued growth is reducing the ratio of students to faculty, which Michael Young says means hiring more faculty.
If we simply went to the UT faculty ratio, we would have to increase our faculty size by 28%. If we went to our Vision 2020 peers, we would have to increase our faculty size by a third.
Joining Michael Young in requesting more faculty was the leader of the A&M Health Science Center, Dr. Carrie Byington.
For College of Medicine, we have one of the largest colleges of medicine in the United States with 800 students. We have 168 employed faculty members. For a College of Medicine our size, we would be expected to have 1,600 employed faculty members.
Byington says the HSC has about 13 students per faculty member, where the ratio at other centers is 2 faculty members per student. The city of Bryan has announced 2 new department heads. The new Parks and Recreation Director is Linda Cornelius, who city manager Keen Register says comes from similar positions in Highland Village, north of Dallas, and Bernie.
She served as a recreation superintendent for the city of College Station. We look forward to having Linda join us and continue the progress made in Parks and Recreation.
The new manager at Coulterfield Airport is Brandon Reed. After graduating from Texas A&M, Reed was in the Air Force, logging 2,500 hours as a navigator, and after that spent time at the Pentagon. Scott will visit with Brandon Reed after the 8:30 news. Around 3 inches of rain this week in Brazos County isn't enough to remove drought concerns. Deputy Emergency Management Coordinator Jason Ware told county commissioners that they were preparing to ask for a burn ban before this week's rain.
The scale ranges from 0 to 800, with 800 being on the high side, and we're about 666 before the rains yesterday. So that we're looking for that scale to go down some.
According to the Texas A&M Forest Service, Robertson and Waller counties are among 90 in the state that remain under a burn ban. WTAW news time is 8 minutes after 7. It's 77 degrees. Call or text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by GroundShuttle.com. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
With Ground Shuttle, your airport commute has never been easier. Ground Shuttle offers frequent and reliable shuttles between Bryan College Station and both Houston airports. And starting this fall, Ground Shuttle is adding service to and from the Austin Airport. Commute comfortably in luxury shuttles with reclining seats and power outlets, so you can take care of business while we take care of the traffic. Book your ride at groundshuttle.com and ask about in-town charter service and private car service. Ground Shuttle, with new service to Austin coming soon. Let us do the driving.
Kubota's Orange Opportunity Sales event is going on now. Get the tractor you need to tackle the tough jobs on your list. Take the Kubota L2501 tractor. It comes with a tough diesel engine, an available front loader and backhoe. Get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 60 months, or great customer instant rebates. Now through September 30th, 2017. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms.
Give your truck authority. Texas Truck Riggins will help you hook up your rig the way you want it.
Texas Truck Riggins Sandblasting Services offers a fast, affordable way to properly clean metal without using harmful chemicals. Once an item is blasted, it's ideal for color powder coating. From project vehicle parts to rusting metal entry gates and fence sections, trust your sandblasting and color powder coating to Texas Truck Riggins.
Visit Texas Truck Riggins on South College Street across from the Lake of the Bryan Municipal Golf Course. Find us on Facebook or visit us at txtruckriggins.com.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:10. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Action Sports, home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on actionsportstx.com.
A return to more in the way of sunshine than cloudiness over the next several days. That means the hot temperatures return as well. Today, partial sun. We're going to touch 95 to near 100. Clear to partly cloudy overnight, 75 to 80. Partly sunny tomorrow, highs 95 to 100. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 75 to 80. Partial sunshine Saturday, temperatures anywhere from 95 to 100 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, fall training camp continues for the Aggie football season. We'll hear from players on how things are going so far. Meanwhile, the Rangers secured the W against the Mets on the back of another Joey Gallo homer, while the Astros dropped their second game against the White Sox. And the PGA Tour gets underway this morning. We'll take a look at that. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
So for the first time, U.S. American lottery players will have a choice of games offering jackpots of at least $300 million. In the 7 years since all the U.S. American lotteries began selling both Powerball and Mega Millions, both games have never offered prizes so big. Jackpot Woo. For Tuesday night's Mega Millions drawing was estimated at $350 million. Top prize in the Wednesday drawing was $307 million. So there you go. Go do that. Whew. So, I mean, I've never been in a situation like this, so I can't really have, I don't really have any thoughts on it, but if you've ever been in a job where your schedule changes from week to week,
mm-hmm.
and you want to make plans based on that, it's nice when your employer will let you know.
Right.
Well, Oregon is now the first state in U.S. America to require that employers give workers their schedule at least a week in advance.
Okay.
It's interesting. Mm-hmm. Kate Brown signed the measure Tuesday of this week, and the legislation was passed in June by the House and the Senate there. Quoting, while D.C. has lost sight of working Americans, Oregon lawmakers came together this session to help workers balance their life and their job in the first statewide Fair Work Week bill. The new bill takes aim at the on-call scheduling whereby employees are tapped to work on short notice. This often causes worker schedules to fluctuate a great deal and makes planning for childcare and transportation more difficult, particularly a common practice for workers in lower wage industries like fast food and retail. 1 in 6 residents of Oregon receive less than 24 hours of notice before their shift, according to a survey from the University of Oregon.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I wonder if other states haven't had to pass this because they don't have that issue. I mean, anything that I've had, you know, even college jobs, I was usually given a schedule a month in advance.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I think, and you know, they mentioned fast food, and that,
yeah.
that makes sense. And
but less than 24 hours, that's tough. And as an employer,
right.
I would think you wouldn't want to only give that short of notice because then you run into more shifts that aren't covered
sure.
or, you know, people just skipping out on shifts and having to fire people and hire new people just because of that short window.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, and there might be other states that this sort of thing might apply to, like the University of Georgia is doing research right now. You were talking about how it interferes with work and family, you know, how
right.
that goes. Contrary to the common public perception, men and women experience virtually the same level of work-family conflict, apparently. The research by the University of Georgia found that when it comes to work interference with family, or WIF as they call it,
oh, yes.
and family interference with work, that's FIW, men and women appear to, quote, be more similar than different.
Oh, okay.
And yeah. so the lead researcher yeah. explains that they essentially found very little evidence of differences between men and women hmm. as far as the level of work-family conflict they report.
That's
so,
that whole breadwinner thing.
Yeah.
Right.
Deal. Yeah. Well, and you know, I've got friends who own and manage restaurants in town.
Yep.
And for them, that could be a, because you mentioned skip out on a shift. And
oh,
then,
yeah.
You know, because
to the snowflakes, you know.
Exactly.
They oh, have, I can't work on that Friday night.
What? If Trump was elected, I got to take a day off.
Well, yeah. Okay. Yeah, there's that too. Yeah. I don't know if I could be here. I don't know how I would react with my coworkers
exactly.
since he's been elected. Yeah. Anyway, or there's that concert, that group I really want to see.
I mean,
you know,
yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
It's
yeah.
a once-in-a-lifetime yeah. thing, yeah. man. I've only seen him six times.
It's my Bessie's 21st birthday.
Yeah,
gotta go get wasted.
That's right. And I'll be in at work maybe later.
Maybe later. Yeah, so no, I mean, I think it's smart for employers to give at least a week's notice.
It helps
yeah,
them.
Yeah,
helps
but interesting them. That it's required.
So now that's the law. All right, all here right. we go. And by good news here, millennials finally want to buy homes.
Oh.
Not to, finally.
Yeah, not to start families or get married. It's
just homes.
No, to get a dog.
Because there's so many pet issues, I guess,
it
with
is.
Apartments
dog
and
day.
Stuff.
A survey. Yeah, it is. It's Love Your Dog Day. A survey by the Harris Poll on behalf of SunTrust Mortgage found that 33%, one-third of millennial home buyers did so in order to provide a nice home for their dog. 25% said marriage motivated them to buy a house. 19% said having a child was the chief reason. Yeah, why would I want to get my child out of that apartment complex
wow.
and put him in a house?
That means 81% just don't care. Yeah.
25-year-old Gwen Werner said it felt inhumane having a dog live in a third-floor apartment without any place to run around, and that's why she and her husband bought a house. Of course, if you think about it, dogs are cheaper than kids. You don't have to do a college fund.
Mm-hmm.
But their bathroom habits may be different.
Yeah.
Just saying. Anyway, well, that's...
Well, at least, you know, for the first few years with kids, I mean, it's kind of the same, right?
Yes, it is. That's true. So there, millennials doing that because of...
Hey, besides,
they need to buy a home just to have a dog?
You might not want to buy a house like this lady in Florida who had a boa constrictor in the attic.
Oh, yeah, there you
go. Yeah, 6-foot-long boa constrictor was found in her attic, probably there for 2 or 4 years, they said.
Years?
Years.
What was it eating?
That's exactly what I'm thinking.
Mice?
Yeah, okay. Sounds to me like you might have other
for
problems.
Two
yeah, well,
years?
They thought the noises that they heard were rats or
on
mice
the
or something
low
like
end.
That. Turns out it was a 6-foot-long boa constrictor.
Oh.
And how does it get there?
You know, good question.
Through the gutter?
Well,
yeah,
I don't know.
Maybe.
Well, climbs up in a tree maybe and comes through a branch. And
that too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So do you have a favorite pothole in town somewhere?
Oh, yeah. No, I can't think of one off the top of my head.
I just love them all, you know.
Well, it's funny because I can remember that, I don't know, it was 7-8 years ago, I guess, at College Station, somebody had, I think, run for city council talking about they needed to fix the roads, and they took pictures of potholes that didn't exist in College Station, but it was to fix the roads. But if you've got a place where you have a problem with the road, we may, in fact, know why that road problem is happening. An Irish lawmaker has blamed damaged roads in his country on malicious activity by ferries.
Oh, yeah, that's probably what it is.
Dang ferries.
Danny Healy-Ray, who is an independent member of Ireland's Parliament, said that a mysterious dip in N22 road in County Kerry, in the southwestern part of the country, is related to the presence of ferry forts. Ferry forts.
Okay.
The road network.
Not to be confused with ferry farts.
Yeah. Much different.
No, probably not.
Unless he had an accent, maybe that's what it was.
The road network in question, he said, passes through an area that is filled with standing stones, stone circles, and other ancient monuments, and it is steeped in fairy folklore. The dip has reappeared despite a repair effort by the council that's cost $47,000. There was something in these places that you shouldn't touch, he said. I've got a machine standing in the yard right now, and if someone told me to go out and knock a ferry fort down or touch it, then I would starve first. This is somebody's elected official, okay? I'm just saying.
Hey, you know, if you destroy a couple of fairy homes and you lose a couple in the process, don't all you have to do is clap and they come back to life?
I'm not sure how that works.
Think that's the lore, maybe?
Hey, did you hear in the Wall Street Journal report earlier this morning that Krispy Kreme Donuts is going to be celebrating
the eclipse? Everybody's celebrating the eclipse.
People report that the donut chain will release the first ever chocolate glazed donut.
I guess they've never done chocolate glazed before.
I guess.
Really?
Now,
yeah.
Is it a chocolate donut that's glazed?
Well,
or is it a chocolate? Is a donut that has chocolate icing on it?
I think they have chocolate or.
They must have had chocolate. They've had chocolate covered donuts before. Okay.
Yeah, I think so.
All right. So anyway. During these special hot hours on August the 19th and 20th, and the official debut of the creation, of course, will be on August the 21st to coincide with the eclipse, in case you haven't heard about it. Don't look directly at the sun.
Right.
They say the galactic phenomenon is a rare occasion, providing a total sensory experience for viewers across the continental U.S. They promise the chocolate donut will have the same effect, and they can't wait for fans to try.
So it says the donut chain is giving its signature glazed treats a chocolate sheen for the first time ever. So it looks like they have chocolate iced.
Really?
But this, like, they've had chocolate iced before, but this is maybe that glaze is going to just be brown.
All right. Okay.
Does that make sense?
Sure. Fine. Okay. We don't have one here, so it doesn't matter a whole lot. It's just a matter of they get to be mentioned one more time, and most importantly, we get to talk about the eclipse, because if we don't get to talk about the eclipse,
we have to talk about it every day.
Of course we do. Now, we had a story last hour about how North Korea is kind of not respecting our president, right?
Correct.
You know, because they're doing
or really anyone in the world, but
true. But they're kind of making fun of him. I think they called him senile, but it would appear that apparently there's someone else who is respecting the president in a strange way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The internet captivated by a giant inflatable chicken spotted near the White House Wednesday. The puffy poultry nested between 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue and the Washington Monument. Folks on Twitter were quick to say its golden mane of hair resembled President Trump. Crowds flocked to take photos, sparking the hashtag, quote, Trump chicken. One tweeting, breaking news, a giant inflatable President Trump chicken staring into the White House. Another asking, who is floating the orange-haired chicken? The blow-up bird became a mascot for tax marches across the country. It seems left-wing protesters are using it, trying to coax the president to release his tax returns. But the commander-in-chief wasn't home. He flew the coop for a working vacation in Bedminster, New Jersey.
There you go.
Chicken Dawn is actually its name. I read an article about it this morning.
Chicken
and
dog.
It looks just like him.
Does it?
I think the owner of it said that it's a statement to say that our president is chicken, that he's afraid.
Okay.
I don't know why we're probing him on our soil.
That's right.
You know, that's just foul.
Thank you.
There we go.
Thank you. Inflatable chicken that looks like the president.
Chicken Don.
Okay.
It's large, too.
Opa, we haven't done an Opa story in a long time. Opa's headed to the supermarket aisle.
Yeah, she is.
Got her own line of refrigerated soups and side dishes.
That's good.
Teaming up with Kraft Heinz to launch the line, the new brand called O, That's Good.
Yep.
Just the letter O, That's Good. We'll offer comfort foods with added vegetables, such as mashed taters and cauliflower mixed in. Well, isn't mashed potatoes kind of a comfort food anyway?
Right.
Right.
Anyway, a broccoli cheddar soup with butternut squash to replace some cheese. The brand new line has no connection to Winfrey's deal with Weight Watchers. Okay, do the Weight Watcher thing, but if you say the heck with it, let's go ahead and do the comfort food, and we'll worry about the waistline
but
later.
It's healthy comfort food.
Yes. She owns 10%, of course, of Weight Watchers and appears in their ads, but comfort food from Opa.
You best believe, though, in Weight Watchers, it's going to tell you how many points those foods are.
That's right.
Yeah, you can do that if you want to, but just remember, you're going to pay for it later.
Oh, yeah.
One more thing. Facebook about to launch something new, different, and special today so that you can spend more time on Facebook. Because that's what you want to do, right?
Of course.
Yeah, that's the thing to do. So, pretty smart criminals? No, not in this case. The Coast Guard in San Diego got a distress call from a boat saying that they were having battery trouble. Okay, and I understand that could be problematic. Mm-hmm. The Coast Guard arrives and they found about 1,200 pounds of marijuana on the boat.
Wow.
Okay, you've got battery problems. Why are you going to call the Coast Guard?
Yeah, that's something that I feel like you could call your friend or another drug buddy.
Yeah, exactly.
And then what's worse is it's like, oh, man, I hit it right next to the battery.
Yeah, like, hey, I'll give you a pound. I've got 1,200.
Yeah, exactly. If you'll come in, and again, it's the Coast Guard that does kind of, well, they frown on that kind of
stuff. They enforce the law.
They do. Yeah. They decide they probably ought to take that off the boat for you, so they did, but next time, don't call the cops if you're toting 1,200 pounds of dope. All right, yeah. 7:25. Let's have a look at the weather. And, again, it's going to be warm today and even warmer tomorrow, and it's the heat index we need to be concerned about. We'll be up about 97 or 98, and we'll do that all the way through Monday. But we're looking at a heat index as high as 106 today, as high as 109 tomorrow, and really not much relief because the winds are going to be out of the south at about 5 miles an hour. So it's just going to be sweltering out there. There is a slight mention of rain in the forecast, like a pop-up shower kind of thing today and tomorrow, but that's about it. Right now, calm winds out there, 93% relative humidity, and 78 degrees.
Warranties. That's another item every roofing company is promising you. Inevitably, if you've been in business for any length of time, you'll have a warranty issue. Our advice is simple. Trust but verify. Don't take everything that's said as fact. Ask the roofing company for a person which they had to honor their warranty. For peace of mind, go with the name the Brazos Valley has known for decades. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Woman named Catherine Rampell, an opinion writer at the Amazon Prime Washington Post, usually bashes Donald Trump, but this week she urged her fellow liberals to rethink their core beliefs about business. After saying she supports policies that are supposed to provide higher wages and more paid family leave, sick time, and overtime, she said each of these policies has the potential to make workers more costly to hire. Cumulatively, they almost certainly do. She admitted what happened when Seattle raised their minimum wage to $13 an hour. Workers ended up with smaller paychecks as business owners cut back their hours. She said a lefty pro-labor platform might actually encourage people to hire less labor. Whoa! And Ms. Rampell went where liberals rarely go. She criticized an Obama regulation that forced businesses to pay overtime to more employees. Trump's Labor Department's revising it so it won't impact businesses nearly as hard. She writes, as strange as it feels to say something nice about policies being pursued by Trump, this might be a better approach. Wait a minute, Trump might be right? Rampell's fellow progressives must be furious with her. To liberals, businesses only exist to give employees benefits and health care and wages. Companies concerned with profits, why, that's unacceptable. They're just greedy. Ms. Rampell, I don't know how you got past your editors with this. I do hope you still have a job.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Finding great candidates to hire can be, well, like trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter is different. It doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them. With its powerful technology, ZipRecruiter distributes your job everywhere it needs to be to find the right candidates. In fact, over 80% of jobs on ZipRecruiter get a qualified candidate in just one day. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, only ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
Used by businesses of all sizes, ZipRecruiter offers the most qualified job candidates with immediate results. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free for your free trial. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
Does your car insurance have accident forgiveness, a vanishing deductible, or coverage for new car replacement or electronic lock and key replacement? These are just a few of the many specialty coverages AMCO Insurance can provide through our network of major insurance companies. We can help you decide how much coverage is right for you and find you the most competitive rates. Do more with your auto insurance. Visit AMCO today at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan or call us at 776-AMCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 77 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by American Momentum Bank, building financial success one client at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Each summer, the Texas A&M System Board of Regents brings in the leaders of the universities and system agencies to review budgets for the next fiscal year, which is about to begin. The leaders of the flagship campus and the Health Science Center both told the Regents a continuing issue to increase enrollment is reducing the ratio of students to faculty. A&M President Michael Young told the Regents it's something he promised the new provost, who is coming to Aggieland from Michigan, which has a much lower ratio.
If we went to the Michigan rate, we would have to double the size of our faculty. We would have to increase our faculty by 92%.
Dr. Carrie Byington at the Health Science Center says they have six times the students per faculty member compared to other centers.
We're currently at 12.8, 13 students per faculty member. However, in health science centers, this is usually much closer to two faculty members per student.
Byington says the College of Medicine has 168 faculty members when it should have 1,600. Nearly 1,200 local businesses were visited March 30th by nearly 200 volunteers from the Chamber of Commerce to gauge the economic climate. The results of the annual Chamber Day survey were announced at this week's County Commission meeting. Chamber President Glenn Brewer says the vast majority expects a better year this year.
81% expect the local economy to go up, and only 3% expect our local economy to decrease in the coming year.
Brewer says sales are doing as well this year as 2016.
You can say that 57% said that they had increased, 13% had decreased, and 26% stayed the same. Looking back in previous years, you know, we had in 14 and 15 around 66% saying that sales had increased, and we had a dip last year, and we were kind of wondering about that. You know, one year does not make a trend, but we said, let's see what happens next year, and we'll see. And you can see, I think that has kind of leveled out.
Almost half of local business owners expect to add employees this year.
In 2016, we had 45% said they expected an increase, and that's the same this year. Only 2% expect their employees to decrease, and so I think that's a very important number.
The only concern was 26% of those representing construction companies thought they were getting qualified applicants for what Brewer said was a growing number of construction jobs. The city of Bryan has a new Parks and Recreation director.
We're pleased to announce the new Parks and Recreation director is Linda Cornelius, who is anticipated to start on October 2nd. Linda is currently the Parks and Recreation director at the city of Highland Village, and prior to her seven-year tenure there, she served as the director of Parks and Recreation for the city of Bernie.
City manager Keen Register also brought up her experience as a recreation superintendent in College Station. The city of Bryan has also announced a new manager at Coulter Field Airport. Brandon Reed is retired from the Air Force, most recently at the Pentagon, where he was a member of the Air Force Air Staff. Reed received his bachelor's degree at Texas A&M. He'll join the show this morning after the 8:30 news. Before this week's rainfall, Brazos County commissioners were told they were going to ask to bring back a burn ban. The county's deputy emergency management coordinator, Jason Ware, says the drought index, which goes up to 800, was at 666 before the rain.
Right around about 600 is where we really start tracking it. Anything over 500 is considered dry and is a potential fire danger. Conditions are definitely still dry, even though it's still wet. It'll dry out in a couple of days or so.
90 counties remain under a burn ban, according to the Texas A&M Forest Service. Among them are Robertson and Waller counties. A Texas Senate committee has approved a compromise bill designed to limit but not prohibit cities from blocking tree demolition on private property.
Governor Abbott says local tree ordinances are a violation of private property rights and are partly to blame for the skyrocketing price of new homes. But Dave Klonch, the former mayor of the Austin suburb of Westlake Hills, says that's a ridiculous argument.
Prohibiting the removal of large heritage trees is not a violation of your constitutional rights. It's not a taking. It's not eminent domain. It does not deny all economic benefit of your property is prohibited by the Constitution.
The compromise only blocks cities from preventing the removal of trees under 2 feet in diameter and caps, but does not outlaw mitigation fees. This may not be enough to avoid a gubernatorial veto. This is Jim Forsyth, TSN News.
Police commanders in Houston say order numbers taken from Whataburger restaurants cannot be used to highlight evidence at crime scenes. That's after concerns were raised that orange-colored tents amounted to a police endorsement. Yesterday's announcement followed a shooting death last March where officers who were waiting for crime scene investigators wanted to mark bullet casings and other evidence and borrowed the order numbers from a nearby Whataburger. Photos of the markers received online attention. And the day after two men from Montgomery County drowned, there is a ban on entering the waters of San Luis Pass at the western end of Galveston Island. The request from the Brazoria County Sheriff's Office was approved by county commissioners, stating the pass is notorious for dangerous undercurrents that have claimed many lives who have ignored caution signs posted in the area. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 77 degrees. You can be part of the show this morning by calling or texting us at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by American Momentum Bank. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Are you surprised that we are now one of the fastest growing business communities in the nation? We're not. For years, the expert bankers at American Momentum Bank have been working on customized solutions specifically designed to help build and sustain financial success, one client at a time. That's the strength of Momentum. Visit AmericanMomentum.bank or call 979-774-1111. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Imagine waking each morning to friendly faces and graceful surroundings.
Imagine a full-service lifestyle with no large entry fee.
Imagine an incomparable setting conveniently located in the heart of traditions.
Imagine uncompromising hospitality and dedicated service.
Imagine exceptional senior living.
Imagine Park at Traditions.
Offering independent living, assisted living, and memory care options, Park at Traditions is now leasing. Learn more and connect with us at Park at Traditions.
Kubota's Orange Opportunity Sales Event is going on now. Get the tractor you need to tackle the tough jobs on your list. Take the Kubota L2501 tractor. It comes with a tough diesel engine, an available front loader and backhoe. Get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 60 months or great customer instant rebates. Now through September 30th, 2017. Call toll free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms.
Hey, good morning. 7:37, the Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Checking the weather. It's sponsored this morning by Action Sports, home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on ActionSportsTX.com.
Hurricane Franklin's passed well to our south and entered Mexico. It's actually headed towards Mexico City. We're underneath high pressure, and we'll see sunshine along with some passing clouds today. Warms up. We're 95 to as warm as 100 in a few spots. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy, 75 to 80. Sunshine returns tomorrow, highs 95 to 100. There'll be more sun Saturday, and it's hot, highs 95 to near 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll hear from some of the Aggie football players on fall training camp as they gear up for the season. Meanwhile, Bombers skip Trey Porras weighs in on the team's win after the first round in the first round of the TCL postseason, and the PGA Championship is currently underway. We'll take a look at all the details coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So, you know, talking about, and again, the heat index is going to be part of the deal. It's 106 today, probably 109 tomorrow, so plan accordingly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. While we're talking about weather, Hawaii.
Yep,
has the record for the highest low temperature and the lowest high temperature in U.S. America.
Okay.
The all-time low is 15 degrees, and the all-time high is only 98. So there you go. A little of that. Hey, so you had this story about the Whataburger number chance.
Isn't that funny?
Because we did that story about a month ago.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Gotcha.
Talking about how people just collect those things.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right.
And
yep,
they had
yep.
made mention in that story that they had on occasion been used by police officers mm-hmm. to mark crime scenes. Now they're going to have to wait until the real numbers get there.
Right? Yeah.
Okay. Well, and again, that's just in Houston.
Right.
Other police departments may choose to continue to use the Whataburger number 10.
What's crazy is that, yeah, there were concerns of police endorsement. You know, no. McDonald's got ticked off or something.
they're marking it.
Well,
they
do use things in a pinch. I, in avoidance of trying to get anybody in trouble, I do know a police officer who once told me about a crime scene that they were at a chicken establishment, let's just say. I'm not going to name any names.
Okay.
Don't want to make any of the other ones mad. But let's say that there were things they had to collect from a homicide, and they used a a bucket to collect the things to bring back to the lab.
Well, you know.
They got to do it.
Right. You just use it. Okay. That's fine. And is a tropical storm going to be Hurricane Franklin? What a distinguished sounding name.
Hurricane
you know?
Franklin.
Yeah. Just see how all that works out.
Franklin.
All right. So now the online streaming wars are ramping up. Facebook is set to debut Watch, its new content platform. They're going to do it today. More than 30 original shows from a number of media partners will be featured on the Watch tab. Content from Thrillist, Vox, and sports leagues like the NBA and MLB will be included. Watch will be available on mobile, desktop, and Facebook TV apps.
But they're not going to have that Disney stuff.
Yep. The launch won't be available to all of Facebook's 2 billion users immediately. Watch is limited to a select amount of users in U.S. America at first and will expand in the weeks ahead. But again, one more platform for you to be able to watch that stuff.
Yep.
Now, again, I can't imagine you want to watch any kind of content on just your regular little phone.
Yeah,
unless you have to. Well, and that's fine. That's okay. Well, for instance, this morning I was looking at video. It said pink dolphin found in Louisiana.
Okay.
All right. And
I've seen this.
Well, but I saw the video and you can't tell. So, I mean, I guess it's all right. You're supposed to go ahead and believe that. But what happened was somebody took video of the dolphin that was, I guess, swimming next to a boat in Cameron Parish, Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, it's a minute and a half of video of us. Oh, okay, wait a minute. I see it. I do. They have a still shot that shows it completely up out of the water. So there. There is a pink dolphin, apparently. They saw 2 pink dolphins. Now, you know, I don't know what that is. I don't know if that's a dietary thing or what.
They're eating too much shrimp.
Yeah,
like the albino version of a dolphin, maybe?
Well, could be. So there you are. So pink dolphins exist.
Interesting.
Go find that today if you want to. Now, it's time to play which came first.
Uh-oh.
I'll give you 2 objects and you figure out which one came first.
Okay. All
things.
Right.
Potato chip or the tortilla chip? Which came first?
Ooh, potato.
Potato chip.
Yeah, it was.
All right.
By a long way, almost 100 years.
Oh, wow.
They were called Saratoga chips because it was in Saratoga, New York.
Oh, cool.
Guy complained about his potatoes, how they were too thick, and so just to kind of wrinkle him a little bit, the chef worked really, really hard to make really, really thin slices of potato and cooked them, and that's how we got
potatoes. I mean, I could see how you could think that possibly it was the tortilla chip, though, because, you know, tortillas big in like, say, Mexico, where it's really hot, so those might have gotten hard and turned into chips.
Caller.
Hey, good morning.
Hey.
I'm just trying to wrap my brain around this story you just had about A&M. Correct me if I'm wrong, but don't they rank in the top 10 in multiple categories of universities around the nation, including business execs, and we got to hire more faculty.
Apparently,
go ahead. Wouldn't it be more realistic to look at that as, hey, we're getting it done a lot more efficiently than they are?
Well, yeah.
That's one way to look at it, sure.
But institution and efficiency, it's really hard to cross those two. You know, institutions generally end up doing things like get larger all the time. That's what institutions do. And it doesn't matter if it's an educational institution or anything else. If it's an institutional environment, it just gets bigger.
Yeah.
Interesting point. But again, and just to talk about that for a minute, the numbers, especially in the health center, are staggering when you compare it to, I guess, other, and you know, the other universities that do that. The number of students that we have in the medical school, we need to have like, what, 100 times more number of faculty?
Yeah.
Two faculty members per student.
Wow. Right.
Amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, which came first, computer mouse or the computer touchpad?
Oh,
computer mouse or
mouse?
Computer touchpad?
Mouse?
It was mouse.
Yeah, okay.
By 20 years, as a matter of fact.
Mm-hmm.
Which came first, Tom Hanks or Tom Cruise?
Tom Hanks.
Oh, man, yeah.
Yeah, by 6 years.
Yeah, all right.
And which came first, Play-Doh or Etch-a-Sketch?
Ooh, Play-Doh.
All right, it's Play-Doh by 3 years. 1956 for Play-Doh, 1959 for Etch-a-Sketch.
That's a close one, though.
Yeah. And I guess we'll go ahead and do this now. The reason we have the internet is so you can find out how much food can you have before it kills you. ASAP Science, YouTube channel, ASAP Science has revealed in two videos what foods can kill you. Oranges may seem innocuous, but if you eat 11,000 of them, it could be lethal. It's an overdose of vitamin C, you see.
Okay.
If you drink 70 cups of coffee, you'll be really perky, but you might be dead.
Oh, yeah?
Okay.
Because of the caffeine, I'm guessing?
Right. One or two chocolate bars at once is okay. 85 of them will kill you.
Two at once?
Yeah.
Who's shoving in chocolate bars two at a time?
Well, you know, maybe just two in a sitting.
Okay.
All right. 13 shots of alcohol, dead.
13?
13.
Really? Yeah. You sure about that?
I think all at once.
I think some college kids beg to differ.
Yeah, that's right. 129 teaspoons of pepper. I don't know.
That just hurts.
Yeah.
480 bananas. Okay. 10.5 cups of sugar at once. Yeah. And 24 tubes of toothpaste. 23 is okay.
23. Okay. 24. Really puts you over the limit. Gotcha.
Anyhow, see, so go there today. That's ASAP Science. Go to that channel on YouTube.
Obviously,
and you can watch that.
That's
today.
Because, like, of, you know, like fluoride or because of the caffeine or because of the whatever the. These
right.
chemical in these things are going to kill you, but like your stomach would explode first.
Oh, absolutely.
But your breath would be really fresh.
Really good. Yeah.
Whether you have a swimming pool or are looking to build one, trust the pool guy. With a large professional staff, the pool guy can properly maintain your swimming pool, saving you time and money. The pool guy is the only local service center trusted by all pool manufacturers to service their products. Any pool repair, large or small, the pool guy's experienced technicians can handle it. For pool supplies, toys, and free water testing, visit the pool store. Trust the experience of the pool guy to ensure your pool construction and maintenance is done right. Call 575-6200 for the pool guy.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
There was a battle on my living room couch just the other night. My team boys were watching a movie, and somebody's legs wound up on top of somebody else's legs, and that quickly turned into an argument about whose legs had been there first. It ended up with a full-on leg wrestling contest. When my wife heard the commotion, she ran in from the other room and looked at me like, "Why are you allowing this to continue?" I assured her that nobody was getting hurt. They were just two brothers testing each other's strength. I don't think they ever resolved their dispute because they were laughing on the floor by the end of it all. Brothers have always tested themselves against each other, and they probably always will. It's a natural part of any household with more than one boy in it. And of course, you can't let wrestling matches cross a line into bullying. There's no question about that. But the answer isn't to break up every tussle before it gets started either. Your boys aren't just playing. They're testing their strength and discovering their abilities. When your boys roughhouse with each other, remember that they need your guidance, not your absolute protection. Allow them some room to discover what they're made of. They'll learn some of the answers through sports, physical activities, or even wrestling matches on the couch. It's about play, but it's also about things like strength, courage, and honor. It's about the stuff of manhood. To help your children thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
This is a court-ordered notice. Current and former BMW, Mazda, Subaru, and Toyota owners or lessees can receive payments and other benefits from a legal settlement related to allegedly defective Takata airbags in their vehicles. To see if your vehicle is included and to file a claim, go to AutoAirbagSettlement.com or call 1-888-735-5596. That's AutoAirbagSettlement.com or 1-888-735-5596.
Does your basement or crawl space have damp, musty odors? Do you worry about indoor gases and pollutants? Everyday living generates moisture that can nourish mold and odors, even asthmatic triggers. Indoor pollutants linked to respiratory ailments, birth defects, and cancers can become trapped in your home. You can't buy health, but you can buy Wave's moisture control and air quality products. Wave Home Solutions, for a dry, healthy home. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to dryhome123.com. That's dryhome123.com.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports, brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. It's 7:51. Well, it was a full pads workout for the Aggie football team yesterday as the guys took to the Coolidge grass fields for fall training camp. Among the seven returning starters on defense for the Aggs is junior linebacker Otaro Alaka, who says he feels pretty confident about this year.
Well, I've been here for 3 years. You know, I've had a couple of injuries, but right now I feel great. My body feels great, and I feel like I know the defense well enough to where it should be a great year for me. That's just how I feel.
Also returning to the field is junior Connor Lamphere. The 6'6", 310-pound offensive lineman is coming back from an injury and should play a leading role on the O-line this season.
There were some discouraging days. You know, I just didn't feel as strong as I used to be, and, you know, it was hard to get through those times, but ultimately, you know, just kept my nose down, kept plugging away at it, and came back to where I am now, and I'm feeling good.
The Aggs face UCLA on Sunday, September 3rd at 6:30 in California, and you can catch the game on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Meanwhile, the Brazos Valley Bombers are one step closer to claiming their fifth straight TCL championship after defeating the Texarkana Twins 6-1 last night to advance to the 2017 TCL championship. Skip Trey Porras is proud of his pitching staff.
From the top to bottom, the pitching staff did really well tonight. I love seeing a guy like Jesse Phelps come in there and after having a great summer and contribute here with us on the Bombers. And Ross really threw well. Chase really threw well. Two guys we've leaned on as starters a ton, but were able to come out of the pen and answer the call.
The Bombers next face the Acadiana Cane Cutters tonight in the championship round on the road for the first game of the series. Game two will be played at Nutrabolt along with game three if necessary for a best of three series. First pitch for tonight's game is scheduled for 7:05 p.m. with broadcast on Willie 1550. The PGA Championship is underway this morning at Quail Hollow, where Jimmy Walker will attempt to defend his title. 24-year-old British Open winner Jordan Spieth teed off at 7:25 and is looking to become the youngest player to complete a career Grand Slam. Rory McIlroy is considered a slight favorite after winning twice at Quail Hollow in seven starts. In Major League Baseball, Tim Anderson homered and drove in three runs. Miguel Gonzalez tossed eight strong innings, and the Chicago White Sox beat the Houston Astros 7-1 last night, their second straight win over the team with the best record in the AL. The Astros look to avoid the sweep against the Sox tonight in Chicago. First pitch is at 7:10 p.m. Meanwhile, in New York, Martin Perez allowed three hits over eight innings. Joey Gallo hit his 32nd home run, and the Texas Rangers beat the New York Mets 5-1 for a two-game split. After a night off tonight for the Rangers, the Stros travel to Arlington for a three-game Texas showdown. First pitch tomorrow night is scheduled for 7:05 p.m., and you can catch the action on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. In the NFL,
on third down at the 15 of Carolina, Watson in the gun, gets the snap. Watson looking, Watson scrambling to the right, Watson running across the 10, the 5, Watson to the end zone, touchdown Texans!
Deshaun Watson shined in his NFL preseason debut, completing 15 of 25 passes for 179 yards and running for a score, but the Houston Texans lost to the Carolina Panthers 27-17. Regardless, Coach Bill O'Brien was pretty pleased with Watson's outing.
Yeah, he's a smart player. He's an instinctive player. First game out there, I thought he did some good things. You know, it's a big jump, you know, big jump from college to the NFL, and I thought he handled it pretty well.
The Texans' next preseason game is Saturday, August 19th, when the Patriots visit NRG Stadium. Kickoff is scheduled for 7 p.m. And a Florida prosecutor says Tiger Woods has agreed to plead guilty to reckless driving and will enter a diversion program that will allow him to have his record wiped clean if he completes it. Woods was charged with driving under the influence in May when he was found asleep in his Mercedes-Benz, apparently under the influence of a prescription painkiller and sleeping medication. No alcohol was found in his system. And that's a look at your sports update brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Grazing and hunting leases have historically been done on a handshake in the Brazos Valley. But in today's world, it is important that landowners and producers develop written lease agreements to protect the interest of both parties. Texas A&M AgriLife Extension will be offering a free rancher's leasing workshop on Friday, September 1st from 8:30 to 1:30 at the Hildebrand Equine Center in College Station. Lunch will be sponsored by Ag Workers Insurance. Please RSVP to Tiffany at 806-677-5600 by August 25th.
Since 1957, Slovacek Sausage in Snook has been making the best tasting sausage in Texas from the same family recipe. Slovacek is the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics. Whether it's from the grill to the family gathering or from the pit to the neighborhood party, serve the sausage voted best in the Brazos Valley. Serve Slovacek. Be sure to come in and check out their full-service meat market, relax on the front porch, or grab some fresh kolaches from their bakery on your way out. Slovacek Sausage, Highway 60 in Snook.
Brad Mitchell in the studio right now with Jen Zweiker from Zweiker & Associates. Now, if you are looking to, say, put your house on the market maybe a little bit later on, and you're going through some of the processes, like thinking about taking pictures and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Now that it's kind of rained a little bit around the Brazos Valley, is now a good time to do that?
Well, actually, we did get some of that stuff falling from the sky, didn't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, not a bad idea. I mean, of course, most people that have irrigation systems are keeping their lawns at least relatively green. But for a lot of properties that don't, be it an investment property or maybe you don't have an irrigation system or the grass had gotten a little bit drier, this is a great time if you're thinking about putting your home on the market in the fall to go ahead and take photographs. So you can do that. Go ahead and spruce up the outside a little bit, put some fresh mulch in, maybe a little bit of color, and then put your house on the market when everybody else's lawns are kind of sad looking.
Yeah, that's a perfect idea. And if you want more tips and tricks like that, get in touch with the experts over at Zweiker & Associates. ZARealestate.com is how you get in touch with them. Check out Jen and the experts, ZARealestate.com.
Since 1998, Marblecraft has been the Brazos Valley's premier installer and fabricator of granite countertops, marble showers, and vanities. Hi, I'm Joe Orsak. At Marblecraft, we do residential and commercial remodeling from tear-out to make-ready, including plumbing and electrical services. For a free estimate, give me a call at 846-3881 or check out our website at marblecraftbcs.com. Nothing increases the value of your home like a new kitchen or bathroom. At Marblecraft, it's always our privilege to serve you.
Hallmark Cleaners understands that you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality process at competitive pricing. They have three BCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day, in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning and laundry service for over 20 years.
Some banks are talking about their free checking accounts, but at Brenham National Bank, we have added rewards to our free checking accounts. Pick a great rate of interest or free iTunes downloads as your reward. Before you settle for a free checking account, ask us for the details on our reward accounts. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank.
Hey, good morning. A couple of minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. The Infomaniacs. China accounts for 74% of the world's consumption of beer.
China?
74%. Well, yeah, there's just so many of them.
Yeah, I guess so.
Oh, true.
It's a numbers game.
But I thought Asians, like some Asians, have almost like an intolerance, like an allergy to alcohol.
Could well be. But you know, that's the other thing. I think the largest selling beer in the world is called Snow or something.
Oh, you're right. It is.
We can't even get here because it's Chinese beer. No telling. Don't know anything about it. Just saying. All right. So, you know, we talk about the NFL as the no fun league. So Major League Baseball going to do something fun.
Hey.
On Friday, August the 25th through Sunday the 27th, players will be allowed to wear nicknames on the back of their jerseys.
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So the nicknames were revealed yesterday so that you can enjoy that. A few of them, Aaron Judge of the Yankees, chose all rise. But that answers the question, would the Yankees be able to? Because the Yankees have never.
Oh, right, because they've never had names.
Never had names, but they will for that. Carl Edwards Jr., Chicago Cubs, chose Carl's Jr.
Nice.
Players were not allowed to wear their brand names on their jerseys, but for whatever reason, he got an exception. We need to
name,
do an investigation about that. How did
interesting.
He get the... Andrew Triggs of the Oakland Athletics chose trigonometry, spelled T-R-I-G-G. Yeah. And Josh Fegley of the Athletics chose PTBNL, which stands for player to be named later.
Nice.
Yeah. All right, so how long should you dunk an Oreo?
Ooh.
How long should you dunk an Oreo?
Ooh, I've got a perfect technique.
Science is wonderful about this. Well, Utah State University apparently got the funding. Calculated the optimum amount of time to dunk an Oreo in milk is between 2 and 3 seconds.
Okay.
What do you say, Brad? Why?
I say you dunk it and you lightly squeeze just a little bit, and then as soon as it breaks the top part, then it's good to go. It's nice. It's soggy enough at that point.
But what if it breaks and then it falls?
Then it's in the bottom. But then you've got to treat it at the end of the milk, right?
True. Yeah.
All right, it's 8 o'clock. First in news, weather, and sports, WTAW. College Station, Brian.